Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. Don't forget, we are on YouTube, that Lizzie T on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, definitely on Facebook. We're really huge on Facebook, Lizzie T Show, Facebook.com/Lizzie T Show. So make sure you like us, you follow us, and you tweet, because we are everywhere and we would like to continue to be so. Thanks to your support, thanks to your contribution, thanks to this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And we are not just in Canada, we are all over this beautiful world. We have over 58 countries listening to us, because this show is recorded, so it's passed on to different platforms, especially thanks to the internet, thanks to the social media. People can are able to hear us and to see us everywhere. And I'm very, very happy with that. We all have over 10,000 subscribers on our Facebook, and we want to continue to have our YouTube channel also have subscribers as well. So follow us and tweet us and like us. Today, we have an amazing show for you today. How can we disappoint our beautiful listener, people that have been with us throughout the third year in this beautiful place? My goodness, I can't believe that it's been going on for 3 years officially, because that's when the show was registered, and it was a little bit of a tryout the year before that to see if we are going to be making it or not. And to my wonderful, to our, because I should take the credit, to our wonderful surprise, we are here to stay, and it looks like this is growing to live stream and also a YouTube channel, and we don't know where this is going to go. And I am so happy that we are able to provide this platform for authors and singers and coaches and entrepreneurs, and the list goes on. We have a different variety. So if you would like to be on the show, please do contact. There's a webpage, www, which you don't say that anymore, LizzieT.com, LizzieT.com, LizzieT.com. And we'll love to have you as a guest, obviously. It is definitely an honor. And talking about an honor, I can't believe that our second sponsor has signed up for another year to be our sponsor. So thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, and thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring our show. Without your contribution, without your support, this show can definitely not be possible. So thank you so much. And throughout the interview, we will play your words of our sponsor. We will mention you. And if you would like to sponsor the show, always you can contact via our social media or our webpage or our email, show@lizzyt.com. And talking about email, my goodness, our inbox is packed solid. As some of you know, that people that follow us, we have 30 minutes, give or take. I don't have a watch. I just make sure that the timer is in our show where we have allotted here at Blog Talk Radio. And it goes to our obviously our guests, our guest of honor, which is a writer today. And then after that, we have our musical section. So if you would like to send us your MP3 for us to be able to play your music, we know it is a bit challenging to have your music played and in different stations. Here at the Elizabeth Show, we'd love to support you with your craft, with your music. Send us your MP3 at show@elizabeth.com and we would love to play your songs. I have to stress again that the songs have to be PR rated. And the reason being, we are getting some songs with some profanity in it. There is other stations that don't mind that, but we do. So make sure that it's PR rated, it's clean version, whether it's rap, gospel, jazz, my favorite, or reggae, doesn't really matter. We play it at all in different languages sometimes. So I'm trusting you that the ones that are in different languages, we had one the other day from Africa, and it was a different language. I'm trusting that there is no profanity. We have our VA listening to some of the songs, especially if it's in English, and they're most of the time approve. When they're not too sure, unfortunately, they don't get played here. And that's pretty much it for my housekeeping. It's a beautiful day here today in Toronto, Canada. It is cooling off a little bit. We had a heat wave that it was incredible. For us Canadians, we're not used to it. And we love it because it is definitely one of our favorite times of the year. We only have July and August, and we enjoy it to the max. So we had a snap that it was unbearable. We couldn't even breathe. Some of you know I love to go for jogs, and it was a little bit challenging to breathe out in the fresh air. So I ended up staying indoors to do my jogging. But I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying it. And I am very happy that today's kind of nice and cool. I am hoping that, well, my friend from Florida has always nice weather. So I assume, other than the rain, but it is incredible that sometimes even in Florida, they get some pretty horrible storms. So talking about Florida, I would say it's time for us to bring our guest in. Her name is Suzanne Helen Hosan, and I'm hoping I'm not about butchering her name. She is from Florida. She is a best Australian poem author, 2011, celebrated poem John Trander, select most vigorous and varied and interesting poem in the last year as a sparkling collection shine a light. Today she is going to be talking about a very, very special book, and I'm very, very excited. The title of her book is An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream. An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream. And so let's welcome her to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Suzanne, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Lizzie. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Wonderful. Thank you. We are so happy that you're here to talk about your life, to talk about your book, and to talk about your experiences. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us how you got started as a writer. You always, as a little girl, did you always have that gift, this desire, or is it something that showed up later on in life? How did this happen?
Well, it showed up later on in my life. And in around 2002, I had this burning desire to write a book. And why in God's name, I didn't know, because I'm not a writer by profession. But this desire just kept gnawing at me, even to the point that when I wasn't thinking about it, it was always on my mind. Mm-hmm. And it was as if somehow this dream had a destiny about it, as if it was something that I came here to do. So I worked on it on and off for about 9 years, and in 2011, An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream, Volume 1 was born. Now I've come to understand a little bit more, as recently my mentor has introduced us to a part of our soul called the duende. Now, the duende is the messenger of our soul who holds the secrets to our destiny. So now, I guess all along, it was my duende who was egging me on to write.
That is interesting. I've actually heard different ways of how a person becomes a writer, whether it is through experiences or hearing their mothers and fathers or a relative or a friend reading when they were little kids. But your story is very, very different, which is great. I mean, it's obviously it was meant to be. It was meant for you to become this wonderful, amazing writer. So for people that are listening or they will be listening to this show and they're curious, those are poems. Well, what would you say is your genre? How would you qualify your books? And who can benefit from reading this wonderful, wonderful publication of yours?
The genre of my book is a self-help book, a metaphysical self-help book. It shows you how you can create your own reality by first healing the blockages that would stop you. And the major block that I chose to deal with was shame. So with blockages, after you've dealt with your shame, with the blockages out of the way, it gives you the tools to step into the reality that you want. Because before, you were either not able to create the reality or your reality would be tainted with the shame. So the book is so much more than just healing shame. I go into teaching you how to manifest your reality, and then I teach you how to step into your vision, your dreams that you are envisioning for yourself. So who can benefit from it? Well, what I'll say on that is that there are no prerequisites to growth. All that is required for your growth is your willingness. So whether you're a seasoned veteran to metaphysics or you're a beginner, this book can apply to you.
Wonderful. I'm very curious, Susan, to find out that this is something that what inspired you? Was it yourself? Or was it a friend? Was it somebody that you know that inspired you to write this book? Because you talk about this is self-help. Is mm-hmm. Shame is something that we all feel bigger and more intense or less intense than other people. Obviously, it depends on what happened in our past life or even in our life as of today. So what inspired you? What happened? Are you able to share with the audience that a little bit of this background?
Sure. The major impetus that inspired me to write this book was the fact that all my life I suffered from this feeling of not being good enough. And this feeling kept me recreating the same old circumstances that kept me asking myself, why is this happening to me again? And the pain was so great that I went from healer to healer trying to find out what was wrong with me. And nothing gave me relief until I met a non-physical being called Lazarus, who is channeled by a gentleman called Jack Purcell. And it was Lazarus who explained what I was suffering from. It was a malady called shame. And like you were saying, everyone has shame. No one escapes it. As long as you're human, you will encounter shame. And the difference is that each of us, like you were saying, will experience varying degrees of shame depending on how hard we were hit with it and to what extent we internalized it. Now, I will say that shame is the farthest away from God, Goddess, all it is that you can go. It is at the root of all diseases. Shame can kill you. People die of shame every day, if not physically, then emotionally or mentally. But the thing is that shame is a necessary condition on the planet at this time, as its original intent was to develop a very important quality called remorse. Now, remorse allows us to be human because remorse allows us to make mistakes. And if shame was handled positively, it would develop into another very important quality called character. But that is not what happened. Somewhere along the line, it got screwed up and negative shame has been inbred in us. You know, it is even referenced in the Bible where it says that the sins of the father will be passed on for seven generations. And the sin that they were referring to is shame. So shame is passed on to each generation, which means that we had shame passed on to us by our parents, and they had shame passed on to them by their parents. And even though it's not genetic, it's not environmental, and it's cultural, but after seven generations, it becomes part of our DNA. It becomes encoded in our very DNA, and we are born with it. But I would say that the most devastating thing about shame is that shame has been like the family's secret. It's a taboo subject that must be hidden and never talked about. But keeping it silent is what keeps it alive. And I felt that if I could expose shame for what it is and bring it to people's awareness, then we can stop the cycle of shame. Because another very devastating thing about shame is that it is self-perpetuating. Because if you don't heal your shame, you will pass it on. Because since it was passed on to you and it's not yours, you will attempt to pass it on to somebody else to try and get rid of it. And so how I would describe, there's a part in my book that I write about critical mass as defined by the theory of the 100th monkey syndrome. And I write it in my book through a very short story. And so I'll tell you the story because it will explain further why I decided to write the book. And the story goes like this. It says, in a faraway place on a remote island without a name, there lived a tribe of monkeys. The monkeys would go by the sea every day and pick coconuts to eat. However, there was one particular monkey that would carry her coconut into the sea and wash it before she would eat it. After a while, another followed, and another, and so on and so on. An amazing thing happened. When the 100th monkey followed this action, it was discovered that monkeys in other parts of the world started to do this practice. It is as if when enough energy is accumulated into a particular form, it becomes accessible to the planet, and it can then be received by like minds all over the world. That is, people vibrating on the same frequency, even though they don't know each other and they have never spoken to each other. So based on this theory, I felt that if one person can dream a new reality, then it opens a window of opportunity for the whole world to experience it. And it only takes one. And I will go as far as to say to everyone out in the audience today that that one can be you. But, you know, I see you pointing your index finger back at yourself and you're saying, who, me? And I say, yes, you. Because if not you, then who? So that's the reason I decided to write this book.
And I think, and thank you so much, Suzanne. I think this book is definitely, definitely suit for everybody. I see it all the ages being able to utilize it as a tool for their health. But you're talking about you thought of yourself not being good enough, and my goodness, nowadays I think you tab into one of the greatest topic in. Nowadays society, 2015, 17, 18, until now, we have a full generation thinking that they're not good enough, they're not skinny enough, they're not beautiful enough, they're not fit enough, they're not, and you name it, they're not have the status good enough to impress their friends, the car, the houses, the trips, and it's such a competition in. I mean, social media, the internet, it's great. And I always said that we can utilize it for good and for evil. And sometimes it has been destroying young people's life, young women's life. And I think your book is an answer, a solution for what the problem is. What is the problem nowadays in this type of generation? I call this generation is called my daughter's age, to be exact, 14, 15, 16, the Generation Z. They're totally immersed into social media. They live by social media. They don't talk. They use emoji. Just last week, it was celebrated Emoji Worldwide Day. That is incredible because that's how kids do. They talk via characters. However, this book could not come in a better time right now. I think you have tabbed into something very, very important. And on that hand, I would like to ask the question, what do you think, what would you try to accomplish or your goal is for your book? What is your goal for the book? How do you foresee your book doing? And perhaps maybe even a series or a second book on the way. Just love to find out what you have to say about that.
Okay. I think the book gives people hope because regardless of whatever is happening around them, they can create their own reality. As the book provides them with the tools to emerge in a new reality and with a new template installed in them. Because, you see, when you can take responsibility for creating your reality, and the book shows you how, then nobody can take it away from you. And should you by chance, and I say by chance in parentheses, lose it, you can always recreate it again. And it doesn't just apply to creating your own personal reality, like dealing with, say, a health problem or maybe a relationship problem or a financial problem. But it also applies to dealing with global problems. And I'm sure you would agree with me that we are experiencing a lot globally right now. In 2008, you know, we had a collapsing global economy, which included the housing debacle and big businesses going bankrupt and falling apart in the United States. And currently, we are thrown into fear and chaos by a president and his administration who is ripping the fabric of everything apart as we have known it, from our institutions to our values and our norms. And then there's a real urgency of climate change and what it is doing to our planet. So I feel this book gives people a way to address the crisis of fear and uncertainty that results from whatever personal things that you were talking about or global situations that is occurring. And it does this by showing them how to take their power back from a situation, regardless of whatever is happening around them. Because like my mentor, Lazarus, says, nothing changes until you do. So I would say that the book is about empowering people to live the life that they were born to live.
I love the quote that your mentor mentioned, nothing changes until you do. Love it.
Right.
I'm going to be using that a lot more often, and I've heard it before, but it's good to have a reminder. Wow, that this is powerful. And absolutely, this book, everyone, could help anyone who's listening right now. And if you think that you perhaps don't need it, which I'm completely think that you are wrong. Perhaps you know someone that is struggling with shame, and they want to grow, and they think that they're not good enough. I mean, we all know someone that is thinking that way. So check it out, everyone. Check this video, check this recording as well, and get your copy. And that note, Suzanne, I don't want to forget it. Do not want to forget. This is imperative. Where can people find this amazing book?
You can find it on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble and on my personal website, which is SuzanneHosang.com. And my name is spelled SuzanneHosang.com.
Beautiful, everyone. If you just have not picked up any of that information, not to worry. This show is recorded. You'll be able to hear it again. And I will have the links on my social media, Facebook and Instagram. And obviously on this show, there is a link for all the information, the website and Amazon as well. I have a link of the Amazon where you can get your copy. And there is a picture of beautiful Suzanne there as well. I love the cover, by the way. That is something that you worked with your publisher, I assume, or this is something that you thought out yourself?
I have a friend who is an artist, and I told her my vision, and this is what she created. I'm really very pleased with it.
Very good. She definitely captured, or he captured, the whole idea and the whole information. Suzanne, I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, but I want to ask you that, how do you see this book accomplishing in people's life? How do you foresee, and what the theme of the show is, as you heard earlier, tell me who you are, what you do, which you've done an amazing job, contact info, which you have shared with us, all your website, and your work, people can get the copy of this amazing book, and anything new. What are the plans for the future for yourself? A second book, a chapter, workshops? Love to find out. But before that, I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. This is your host, Lizzie T, and I'm here broadcasting from Toronto, Canada. Beautiful day today, and I can't wait to go for a walk after I'm done here in the studio. And I'm here with an amazing author, Suzanne Helen Hossain, which is talking about a wonderful book that it was revealed to her, and it's called An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream. It's for people that are doubting themselves. They have self-doubt. They think that they're not enough. They want to be able to grow. And also they feel shame. And we know a lot of us do feel some sort of degree of that. And we know people that are, you know, mental health is huge nowadays. Perhaps this book can help. Perhaps you can gift it. It's right now on Amazon, and is Amazon.com/Suzanne Hossain. You can also find her on her website, and you can find her via my social media, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, LIZ or Z as my American friends say, .com. And we're asking her a question before we left for a little commercial. I asked, what are the plans for the future? What's new? What are you working on? And I love to throw that question out, because once you say it out in the universe, I find that most of the time it happens. Sometimes not just to the T, but an idea of it grows within that as you broadcast. So what are the plans for the future, Suzanne?
Well, excuse me. After I finished writing An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream, I also entitled it Volume 1, because I knew I had more information in me that I'd like to share. However, I have not had the impetus to pick up the pen since then until spring of this year, as I now feel something bubbling up inside me. So we will see what Volume 2 becomes. The only thing I hope, Lizzie, is I hope it doesn't take me another 9 years to write it.
And you know, I think you have a little bite of the taste what it's like to become an author. And I think it's definitely not going to take you a year. It's probably going to take you a little longer, or a lot less than in a year. But it's one of the things that once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, and it's a good thing to have. So sorry, go ahead. You were saying something before I interrupt you.
Yeah, but in terms of my future, with a capital F, you know, I was told in 2018 that a portal opened, and it gave people the opportunity to step into a new future where they can fulfill their destiny. And I certainly chose stepping into that future. So where that is concerned moving forward for me, I look at it like it's a wide open book. It's waiting for me to write it now.
And I have to agree with that too as well. Suzanne, I can't believe almost 40 minutes we've been here, and we've been talking about your wonderful life, how you became a writer, how this book can help you. I guess it was like a therapy for you, writing your own life, your own experience, your own self-doubts. And through that, I believe that everybody goes through some sort of challenges in their life. It's most of the time, if you are a true good person, you're able to use that tool to help other, and you're doing that right now. And I'm so honored to have you, to have this little platform in the world to help you and to be able to reach other people in the world. So thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it. And congratulations. And please do not stop. Continue on, because if you have this done, there's another one that somebody else needs to hear, or somebody else needs to read it. So thank you so much for being an amazing self. Any last word, my friend?
Well, I would just like to say that in writing this book, I found that through the words, between the words, and beyond the words, I became more of who I am. And that is my wish for everyone, and that is for them to become more of who they are.
That is a beautiful thought, and that's something so honestly, genuinely be able to, I'm happy that you're able to share that with the world. So thank you so much for this, and I'm hoping that you have a wonderful evening. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being your wonderful self.
Thank you, Lizzie. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I really enjoyed being here. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And that, everyone, was Suzanne Helen Hossan. She has an awesome book. So if you think, which I'm doubting, that you don't need this book, well, you probably know somebody that can definitely use this book. It's An Awakening, Mapping Your Dream. You can find it in Amazon. But if you have missed that, don't worry. I have the links on my social media and right here, thanks to our station and Blog Talk Radio, The Lizzie T Show. We are continuing on, everyone, with our musical section. We have so many songs, and I don't think we will be able to play them all today. We went a little bit over with the interview, but not to worry. It was a must. It was needed. Her name is Ashley. She sent her MP3, I think, about 3 months ago. A new solo, and so let's report.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but for me, 'cause we can run,
connecting. I'm disconnecting from the voice that's telling me to behave. I didn't expect it. How could I let it? Why did this happen to me?
That was our Torontonian, Andrea Gitmond, and so that was awesome. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. Next up is Sarantis. Sarantis submitted his MP3 just a little while ago, and he has a brand new solo, and it's called The Burned. Thank you so much, Sarantis. He's a big follower. He followed us pretty much since the beginning. Thank you so much, Sarantis. Lesson one.
Oh,
And that's it, everyone, for today. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, we're back with another show, another fantastic guest, and another great episode of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much, and make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now...